Today from the Ohio Newsroom, dueling narratives around school funding.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Across Ohio, public school districts, big and small, are cutting back big time. Leaders of many of those districts say it's due to the state underfunding public education. But Republican-dominated state house lawmakers say public schools are getting more funding than ever. Zach Carrion, education reporter with Ohio Newsroom Station WVXU in Cincinnati, joins us to get to the bottom of what's really happening. So people may have heard about their local school district or others nearby that have announced budget cuts in recent months. What have you been seeing?
Well, it's budget season, which means schools are taking a look at where their money will be spent for the next school year and checking in on their financial forecasts. So some of the state's largest districts like Columbus and Cleveland have announced plans to cut huge amounts, several million dollars, from their budgets over the next few years. Others are doing the same on a smaller scale, like North College Hill City Schools, just north of downtown Cincinnati. I spoke with the superintendent, Eugene Blaylock, about this. He says his school's revenue is staying flat while costs are going up, creating a funding gap. And the quickest way to close it is through layoffs. For a small neighborhood district like this, that means looking people he's known for decades in the eye and saying, "You won't be coming back next year."
That's going to be tough. That's all I can say. That's going to be a tough conversation, and I dread having those conversations.
For Columbus schools, it's been more than just a few layoffs. The school district said last month that it plans to cut more than 60 administrative jobs.
Okay, so Ohio uses the Fair School Funding Plan, which is supposed to distribute funds to schools based on need. Shouldn't that have prevented these deficits?
That's the idea. Lawmakers are supposed to phase in the plan over 6 years by increasing funding for schools by more than $300 million each year. And for the most part, that's what they've done. Funding for public schools has increased, but Madeline Matei McQueen, a budget researcher for Policy Matters Ohio, says what's changed is the formula.
Many legislators are saying they have used the Fair School Funding Plan. So now there's kind of this disconnect too with them saying, well, we did the thing, and advocates saying, no, you didn't do the thing. You're basing it on wrong cost inputs. You've added these other supplements. You didn't implement it.
She says that as a result, lawmakers have fallen short of meeting those original benchmarks. And those supplements are enrollment and performance-based, which she says rewards districts in wealthier suburban areas while penalizing others who are being asked to make improvements without extra money.
But some of these schools are reporting huge funding shortfalls. How can that be the case if revenues are flat?
Since the start of the pandemic, schools have received an influx of federal money known as ESSER. Large urban districts got the lion's share of that money and used it to hire teachers, start programs, and in some cases, construct new school buildings. That money is now gone. Those new employees need raises, and buildings need to be maintained, all while the cost of just about everything continues to rise. Erin Churchill, Ohio Research Director at the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, told me school districts shouldn't expect a lifeline from the state. Instead, he says they need to get spending down to pre-pandemic levels.
Those dollars have gone away. It was never meant to be a sustainable source of school funding for districts. And I think that's a lot of the reason where you have to get back to a budget that is normal.
And that's easier said than done. And at the same time, the state spent more than $1 billion last year on vouchers for private schools, and that's expected to rise, further frustrating public school leaders who think that money should be going to them.
Zach Carrion, thank you so much for joining us today. Carrion is an education reporter with Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.